Number four, use the correct amount of assertiveness. The fourth quality is that your communication uses the correct quantity of assertiveness. Assert means to put forth boldly or forcefully in an effort to make an opinion known. I'm not just talking about volume, which is loudness of speech. You can assert your opinion about your business or product too much, which causes the prospect to back away from your ideas. You can assert questions too repetitively and cause your prospect to feel interrogated. You can assert not enough and cause the prospect to feel it's not important. Same with volume. If your prospect can't hear you, your communication is worthless. If you talk really loudly so that everyone in the restaurant can also hear you, it's too much assertiveness. If you've ever observed someone who asserts themselves too forcefully, their prospect physically backs up. Well, that's obviously way too much assertiveness. Why? Because if your intent is to have them adopt your ideas, do only that which causes them to see your ideas favorably. If they back away from it, that's going against your intention, so it's too much assertiveness. Asserting too much is the major reason why friends and family hide from network marketers. If you were to envision a scale or a ladder, at the top would be your prospect is interested. The next step down would be neutral. The prospect isn't for it nor against it. The next step down would be opposition. The prospect is opposed to the whole business or something in it. The next step down would be leaning back. The prospect is trying to get away from you or what you're saying. And the bottom of the ladder is hiding. The prospect is so opposed or so annoyed with your assertiveness that they hide from you. You must always have a third eye watching your prospect's reaction to what you're saying. Sometimes a person can be neutral on a subject, but the amount of force is so great they get pushed down the ladder to opposition or leaning back and not wanting to hear anything more about it. Again, force does not have to mean volume. People often think of loudness or in-your-face type of things, but a soft question that is objectionable to the prospect is just as forceful to that prospect than someone screaming. That's why you have to have your third eye watching the effect you're having on the person. Let me give you an example of this. Let's say that I believe in taking care of the environment. Everything from maintaining the correct tire air pressure in my automobile because it saves fuel, to recycling every piece of paper that enters my house, to taking military showers. A military shower, by the way, is when you turn the water on just long enough to get wet, then you soap yourself up, and then you turn the water on just long enough to rinse the soap. This is to conserve water. Okay, so you get the picture of my opinion on taking care of the environment. Let's say that my mother comes to visit me and she throws plastic in the garbage instead of the recycling bin. The incorrect quantity of assertiveness would be, "Mom, what the hell are you doing? That goes in the recycle basket. Don't you recycle plastic? Good grief, whose responsibility do you think it is to take care of the planet? How much landfill space do you think Earth has?" See, that would be too much assertiveness. That's pushing my opinions on my mom instead of sharing it or educating her just enough so that she takes an interest in it. The example I gave would make my mom not want to hear a thing about taking care of the environment. Even if I ask in a quiet voice, "Mom, don't you take care of the environment?" That would still make my mom feel bad. But if I said, "Oh, Mom, I was reading an interesting article about landfills and how Earth is really getting damaged by all the plastic that goes into the landfills. So I decided to start recycling. So could you please put that orange juice jug in the recycling bin over there?" See how different that is? That allows someone to become aware of something. In network marketing, I see this often. Networkers make fun of people who have a job. Networkers who get into nutrition look at people who smoke as if they're the devil. This is too much assertiveness and does not achieve the desired result. The correct amount of assertiveness educates or shares the concept or idea without making the prospect feel like they're getting a lecture or being preached to or that they did anything wrong. Let them come to that conclusion on their own.